Hi folks, this is Ed and Amy, and we're here tonight to give a little bit of a follow-up on Harvest Fest 2018 that took place Sunday in Texas. And man, I've just been doing quite a bit of reading on the results and things like that, and just amazing things came out of that event. And want to start off just by reading the press release that they put out yesterday. The day, see, this is Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days after the event is when they put this out. Glad you're here with me tonight, Amy.
Thank you.
In the first stadium crusade since the passing of Billy Graham, Greg Laurie encourages believers to carry evangelistic torch to the next generation. Arlington, Texas, a crowd of more than 35,000, according to stadium officials, heard a message of hope and faith from evangelist Greg Laurie and a video tribute to the late Billy Graham at Crossover Harvest America, an evangelistic crusade at AT&T Stadium on Sunday night. There will never be another Billy Graham, but we must all carry the torch of the proclamation evangelism to the next generation, Laurie said. When Billy Graham was here at the Cotton Bowl 46 years ago, the Jesus movement was exploding and the world was uprooted. Today, there are more mobile devices than there are people, and because of the explosion of technology, we are the first generation with the ability to fulfill the Great Commission in our lifetime. How many of you think America needs a revival? He asked rhetorically. There is hope for America tonight, and it's not a political solution, it's a spiritual solution. And I'm going to interject here. We've talked about that idea on our podcast for a long time, and the more people that get on board with that, the better our nation and better our chances are going to be. Our nation has spiritual roots, regardless of what the revisionists say. We need another Jesus revolution, and I pray it starts here tonight. I pray the gospel message will spread like wildfire across Texas and America. He shared the one message that brings hope to the hopeless culture in the first stadium evangelistic crusade since Graham died in February. I'm going to ask you to put aside your biases and preconceptions tonight and listen with your heart, he said. I'm going to share something with you that can change your life. We think today, in our culture, if only I could be rich and famous, then I will be happy. This week alone, look at what happened. Two well-known celebrities took their own lives. Designer Kate Spade and television personality Anthony Bourdain. Wealth, possessions, and all the things the world has to offer, drugs, sex, drinking, will not make you happy, Laurie said. He said he wanted people to leave the crusade knowing they would go to heaven if they die. God will forgive you whatever you've done, Laurie said. Don't live another day without Jesus Christ. Laurie noted that current events seem to mirror biblical prophecy of the end times. I don't know when the end of the world will come, but the end of my world, or your world, can come earlier than expected. And you would think that Greg Laurie and I pulled out of the same playbook there. That's something I preach on a regular basis, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Laurie said that being a good person isn't enough. To get into heaven, you must turn away from your sins and accept Jesus Christ. God does not grade on the curve. He grades on the cross. And I don't know that you've heard this or not, but more than 2,300 individuals came forward at Laurie's invitation to make a commitment to Christ, filling the field.
That's awesome.
Each person who responded was given a New Believer's Bible by a trained counselor who said a prayer with them. The event was broadcast around the world via satellite and the internet, with more than 92,000 individuals viewing online. In addition, this crusade was the first opportunity for people to extend the harvest feed via Facebook Live to their followers. This year also marks the largest radio broadcast audience of any harvest event to date, with more than 800 radio outlets carrying the AT&T Stadium live feed. The crusade featured music from top Christian artists such as Phil Wickham, Chris Tomlin, David Crowder, Tripp Lee, KB, and Switchfoot. The admission was free. This year is the second time that Harvest Crusades have partnered with Crossover, the evangelistic outreach preceding the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention, which will be held Tuesday and Wednesday in Dallas this year. Another 600 individuals made faith decisions as a result of the Crossover activities. 380 local churches worked on the crusade. Dr. Jack Graham of Prestwood Baptist Church, a member of Harvest America's advisory board of local pastors and ministry leaders, gave the opening prayer during the simulcast portion of the event. Laurie, who has held crusades in Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, serves as senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship, based in Riverside, California, which oversees the Harvest Crusades. The ministry exists for the purpose of presenting the life-changing message of Jesus Christ to as many people as possible and to help believers mature in their faith. If you'd like more information about the crusade, you can go to harvestamerica.com. One of the things that I really like about Greg Laurie is that he's easy to listen to. He just speaks like you and I sitting here talking to each other. Not hard to understand. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I enjoyed listening to him.
Now, the message was good. It was simple. You can go to harvest.org and search for the simulcast. I'm going to get some things up on the website and different things like that in the next day or so that we have access from our site. I think there's a place that I will link to on our Facebook page and want to really get this out to other people. I want to take a look at some numbers that weren't part of what the press release was. The attendance on Sunday, 35,000 plus. Unique online viewers, over 254,000. And I believe these updated numbers are as updated as you can get. Let me see if it says when... I'm not sure, but there were 6,630 host locations. And I get this, professions of faith so far, 2,332 at the stadium, 800 at the crossover evangelism teams, 875 online responses to the gospel. And host locations are still sending their information in. So almost 4,000 decisions for Christ. I don't know that you can put a dollar figure on those kinds of things.
No, that's priceless.
And what can I say that is better than those numbers? The ones, you know, the attendance, that's great. The people that watched online, that's great. Number of hosts and locations and things like that, that's great. But the professions of faith is what it's all about. And that reaching 400, and the host locations may end up with huge numbers there because those were, well... 6,630 different places. If they averaged one per site, mm-hmm. we're talking about a total of 10,000 because there's four already. and that would be another 6,000 plus. The next set of numbers is from Harvest Fest, since they started using the Harvest America moniker. Harvest America is the coordination of hundreds of churches around a live broadcast site and thousands of host locations across the nation coming together for one night to bring the life-saving message of the gospel to their community through a large-scale evangelistic outreach. From music, from top Christian artists and biblical message from pastor and evangelist Greg Laurie, Harvest America presents the hope of Jesus Christ in a comfortable, non-threatening environment. Let's look over the course of the history of this. 693,240 have participated at the host locations. That's people in the stadiums over the course of all of them. No, I'm wrong about that. Host locations are around the country. 234,000 have attended the Harvest America Stadium events, which that's the live audience. 27,188 host locations around the country. And get this, from the beginning of Harvest America, 69,437 professions of faith.
Wow.
Is that amazing or what?
That is amazing.
So let me get these numbers again straight, because I kind of jacked them up as I was telling. 693,240 people have participated at host locations. Another 234,000 actually were in the stadiums. There's over 27,188 as the total of the host locations in all of the different events. And again, the number that makes the most difference, 69,437 people have made professions of faith. One of the things that I like about this whole event is that they give you everything you need. I'm looking at the page that is called Discipleship Guidelines, and it's for you and it's for me and everybody that has had something to do with bringing people to Christ. This is talking about this event in particular. If the person you are contacting is already attending a Bible teaching church, make no efforts to have them change churches. Inform them of your church's service times, special events, and new believer classes. We are attempting to build the body of Christ, not any particular church. That line of reasoning needs to be used throughout the country.
Absolutely.
So here are the suggestions. Contact the person within 3 days of the event. They even get down to the point where it says, do not contact anyone before 9 a.m. or after 9 p.m. Call when you have plenty of time to talk. Don't contact any children who are 12 or younger. Pray before and after you make the contact. And then contact each person once a week for 3 weeks. Make at least 3 attempts to contact them. Your first attempt should always be a phone call. If you can't reach the person via phone, then try text or email. Some points to remember when you're making the contact. Mention their commitment at the event and the church you are representing. Be sensitive, friendly, and focus the conversation on their new life in Christ. Man, this is simple stuff, but it's really, really good. Be excited with them. They're a brand new creation in Christ, or newly rededicated. Talk in a language they can understand. They may have little or no Bible knowledge. And as a pastor, I can just tell you that that is one of the most important parts of talking to somebody that you're trying to lead to the Lord, or somebody that is just given their life. They don't know Bibleese. you know, they don't know the thee's and the thou's and the wherefore art thou's and all of that stuff. So talk to them just like you would talk to your spouse or whoever you talk to on a regular basis. Ask open-ended questions so that they can answer and listen for the response. What led you to the harvest event? Did Pastor Greg say something in particular that hit home? Have you told anyone about your decision to follow Christ? Then be sure to provide the following information in your conversation. Invite them to the new believer classes at your church. Let them know about the different programs that they can become involved in. Women's or men's Bible studies, home studies, youth groups, single groups, etc. Encourage them to pray, read the Word, fellowship with other believers, and tell others about their decision to follow Christ. End with a short prayer, and if they have problems that you cannot address, direct them to the church for guidance. Pray with them about the specific problem. Important stuff there. Don't make stuff up. Don't answer a question that you don't know the answer to. You can say, I'll get back to you, or you refer them to somebody else that can answer the question. Fill out an information sheet on each person you contact, and this is more of the logistics for the Harvest Ministries. I'm going to bookmark this page, and it doesn't matter whether it's for Harvest Fest or in your churches on Sunday. That's just good, easy to follow information right there. And it's just oh, just good stuff. Now, I don't totally understand the differences in the Crusades, if there are differences, but coming in August, I think the difference here is this is August event is a 3-day event, but let's go ahead and announce the 2018, and it's been announced for a long time, 2018 Southern California Harvest Fest, the 2018 SoCal Harvest. It's happening August 17, 18, and 19. We'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California. Last year, the 2017 SoCal Harvest, we saw 138,972 in attendance, and for the 3 days, 10,071 people made professions of faith to follow Christ. Over the years, God has worked mighty miracles, and we look forward to seeing Him move again. Please remember to pray, invite, and bring. We can start praying right now for the Lord to move. And if you can't bring them to Angel Stadium, there's going to be live broadcasts that they're going to provide. You can go to social.harvest.org. I went there and I've got that website pulled up. I need to just take time and make a huge Harvest America. So just a harvest post, I guess. And I'm going to have to figure out all of the different nuances of everything that's going on. It's important enough to do that. The nights in August, here are some of the music. And I've intentionally not talked music because the music is good and the music is fun. But it's not about the music. It's about winning souls, even though the music helps win souls. So don't get me wrong there. Friday, August 17th, the Passion Band. Saturday, August the 18th, Jordan Feliz. Sunday, August the 19th, Chris Tomlin. Now, I do know that last year in the SoCal Harvest, a friend of the podcast, Brinley Brown, appeared. And I think these names that I just read for this year are the featured groups for the night. I'm pretty sure that there will be other musical acts as well. So who knows who we will see. So that is SoCal Harvest in August of this year, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. it's great to go to harvest.org and just see what is all there. You can find online courses. You can see the Harvest apps and the channels. I found out during this past weekend that there are Roku channels, and we use Roku pretty extensively. But remember, all of the hype, all of the music, even the messages from Greg Laurie are all geared at winning souls for Christ. And one of the messages that Pastor Greg gave on Sunday was that you never know when it's your time. We may be living in the end times, but all of us are going to die. And all of us are going to stand before God in judgment. None of us deserve present tense, deserved past tense, or will deserve the opportunity to go to heaven. But we get that. Let's end in prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessing that this crusade was. And Father, I just thank you for Pastor Greg and the staff that he works with, all the volunteers, every person that was in the stadium, every person that had from the very smallest job all the way up to Pastor Laurie, the stadium workers, the people in concessions, the people that cleaned the bathrooms. Father, bless them all. It takes a huge team to do this. And Father, I just pray as we sort of partner in an unofficial way, and we did have contact with Harvest America and did partner in an official way partially this past time, but as we partner by promoting and listening and encouraging, that we will work towards one goal. That's winning as many souls as we can for Christ. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, folks. Say goodnight, Amy.
Goodnight, Amy.
You know, it's late enough that I'm surprised the dogs didn't jump up and head to their crates because we were saying goodbye on the podcast, but they must be too tired to even jump up. They're laying in the floor.
Yep, one under my feet and one in front of my feet.
All right, well, folks, this is it. We're going to get out of here. Got several podcasts in the works here for the next few days. And God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.
God bless.